Hudson native Amy Timberlake is the author of the heartwarming Skunk and Badger trilogy. The new one in the series explores the complexity of friendship and the meaning of family.
Badger is a geologist on deadline for a big article. He needs to focus, but his world is turned upside down when two adorable orphaned rat pups come into his and Skunk's care. Articles refuse to write themselves. Take a listen.
Glaciers and the erratic boulders they left behind played a part in the upcoming article Badger was writing for Rockhound Weekly. The article was due soon. How soon? Badger couldn't say. He had written the due date down on the calendar in his attic rock room. He should probably check it.
It's winter and nothing goes to plan. Badger's just trying to keep his little rats warm and free from mischief, like this.
Badger thrust a mug into Zeno's paws. Drink! Their tiny rat paws looked purpley blue. Drink more, he urged, hoping for a quick transfer of heat. Badger reminded himself that rats were not rocks. Rats will warm faster.
Amy Timberlake's new book is called Rock Paper Incisors. This is her sixth book for young readers, and she's received a Newbery Honor, an Edgar, and a Golden Kite Award. Amy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
So, Badger and Skunk, they are these easy-breezy roommates. Can you give us a feel for their friendship and how they divvy up home life?
Well, Badger does important rock work. Skunk is Badger's unexpected roommate. Unexpected roommates never go well originally, but by this time in the story, they have figured out how to be friends and roommates. They're very different. So Badger does his important rock work in his rock room, and Skunk is a cook and a whirlwind, and kind of a friend of all of these chickens. And then in this third book, they are raising two orphaned rats. And
who are so adorable. They are so cute.
Oh, thank you. Well, they think that, you know, and they think it's just going to be easy peasy, not a big deal. I mean, Badger's whole idea of raising rats is, you know, food, shelter, and then, you know, good luck to you. And Skunk is like, I'll provide food. I'm good at cooking. I'll get the provisions. Badger will watch the rats because he's used to watching rocks. So watching rats won't be that difficult. Anyway, it does not go well.
And like you said, Badger is this important rock scientist who is on deadline for this article in Rockhound Weekly. What does his attic rock room mean to him?
Well, it's everything. I mean, it is his life, and it's his work, it's his career, it's how he gets meaning out of life is seeing life through rocks and the Earth's history through rocks. So it's everything.
I love how Wisconsin's geological beauty has these glimmering moments as you write about the glaciers and boulders and moraines. Can you talk about the geological aspects of the plot and how they tie into your home state?
Yeah, the geology and the rock work is very important to the plot. And I grew up in Hudson, Wisconsin, so that's Exit 1 on Highway 94. So I spent my years from age 2 to 18 in Hudson, Wisconsin. So that's a river town. It's the St. Croix River is right there. And right there, the river widens out into this beautiful lake. Anyway, it's a really lovely spot. And it's also a glacial spot. It's part of the Superior Lobe. I think that's what the geologists call it. And so this is that area where there was just a huge, huge lake. Then it was a glacier, and then the glaciers retreated. And so when you're in that area, you see moraines, you see kettle ponds, which are really interesting because basically they're just like a big hunk of ice that was buried underneath the ground. And then the ice underneath the ground melts, and then you have a little kettle pond. So I grew up with the hills and all of that. And so it was fun in this third book in particular to be able to put some of that into the book and get Badger talking about glaciers a bit, which actually, for an important rock scientist like Badger, glaciers are kind of your enemy. Because, you know, basically what a glacier does is it's like a big bulldozer. You know, it pushes land in front of it, then it shrinks. And as it shrinks, like some of that land goes the other way. So the layers in the rocks get all mixed up. So glaciers, he has a love-hate relationship with glaciers.
But that's also helpful for your tension. And they're in the middle of winter and they're going on these adventures and trying to get to a supper in a blizzard. So it really helps, yeah. I think, for your plot. Another thing I notice, Amy Timberlake, is that there are so many whees and whooshes and the pad-pad of little paws. Mm. And you really encourage your books to be read aloud. Why do you really kind of amp up the sound in your writing?
Two reasons. I grew up in a family that told a lot of stories. I mean, my dad would make up stories every night when he put us to bed. So he would make up stories and then, you know, my mom would read to us. And then I also had a grandfather who liked to tell stories. And so I think just growing up around that, I really love stories that could be shared with all sorts of ages. Like my grandfather would like it. I would like it. I would be a kid. I might not get everything, but I would enjoy just being with them and having a story all, you know, we're sharing a story together. And then I'm married to an actor. And, you know, I really like a story just told super well with sound effects. And so I figured it would be a good writing challenge to see if I could write a story so you could, the reader, could read it out loud from the beginning to the end and sound like the world's best storyteller the first time they read it out loud. So that was kind of a fun challenge. And then I got to write the sound effects. Super fun writing sound effects. I think everyone should give it a try.
You also like a typewriter in your life. And Badger also types on a Pisidae portable typewriter, like a woodpecker.
Yeah.
What is your typewriter fascination, if I may ask?
Well, when I was finishing these books, I realized that as I'd been finishing them, I was using more and more analog tools in my writing process. I had gone from one notebook to two notebooks. I was using 3x5 cards everywhere. I would print out the drafts and I would write on them by hand. Then I would save them so that I had all my notes. And I just realized that the more I could get away from my laptop, the better it was for me, because I have the laptop set up so every single little focus device is on there. But I swear, every time I do an update, there's like something that gets in there. So I think the thing that happened was that, well, I have this fascination with weather. So the weather app was on there. And then that the little notification, you know how it sort of zigs out from the right side? It zigs out and it hangs there. And it was like, okay, raining. 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. I look outside. Then it goes raining 5 minutes. And I go, oh, I guess the cloud. I look outside. Oh, I guess the cloud. And then I hear the rain and the thing goes, ding, raining. But basically, I decided at that point that I needed to try to figure out how to get another tool into my process where I could write away from the laptop.
You and Badger need to focus.
I mean, seriously, when Badger says focus, 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 I used to tell myself that. So that's like me in my head. Focus, focus, focus.
Yeah.
Come on, Amy. You can do this.
What is the best lesson that Skunk and Badger can teach us that we can apply to our own lives? Is there a teachable moment in your book?
I think one of the things that I'm really thinking a lot about in these stories is how do we make room for other people? So that is kind of my deep thought. And I think it was just a question that started way back in 2016, 2017. I don't know. But I was starting to really wonder, how do we do that? Like, I mean, Badger has a great life. He's not hurting anybody. He's just in his rock room. And then one day he has this unexpected roommate and he's got to make room for Skunk. How does that work? I mean, it can be, you know, it can be anything. It can be a sibling roommate moving into your bedroom. It can be, but how do we make room for other people? That's my big question.
Amy, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. This is so fun. And I love Wisconsin. I'm happy I grew up there, and I've really enjoyed being part of Wisconsin Public Radio, so thank you.
That is Hudson native Amy Timberlake, author of the Skunk and Badger trilogy. The new one in the series is called Rock Paper Incisors, and this is her sixth book for young readers. Special thanks to WPR's Michelle Good for her reading of excerpts from the book.